It is 2:36 on the Mighty 790 KFGO on the Mike McFeely Show. And there is a rally coming up tomorrow in Moorhead. It is part of the Summer of Solidarity Tour. It is at Davie Memorial Park in Moorhead. That's at 210 8th Street South. It is from 5 p.m. until 9 p.m., and it is free and open to the public. And a lot of different things going on that I'll tell you about in a minute. But one of the things that is going on is that there's going to be somebody who is known as, and I love this, she is known as an agitator. She deems herself as an agitator. She is a legendary labor singer from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, and her name is Ann Feeney, and she joins us now on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Ann Feeney, you professional agitator. How are you? I'm honored to talk to you. How's it going?
It's a great honor to be on your show, too, Mike. I heard you got the Edward R. Murrow Award.
Well, yeah, our station did, for sure. Yep. Yeah, they do a great job. They do a great job. So how does one become an agitator, Ann Feeney? That's what I want to know. How does one become an agitator in life?
I don't know how one resists becoming an agitator if they're paying attention at all. Things that we're supposed to value, things that as children we were taught were the bedrock of American democracy, are irrelevant. Daily. I don't know how people can keep from being agitated. And, for me, the thing when I feel agitated is to do something. And so I do. And it makes me feel better. It makes me happier.
And the way that you do that, Anne, is that you are a musician. You're an artist. And you let people know the way that you feel and the way that you think the world should be through your song. And when I look at the titles of your song and I check them out online to find out what you do, I hear an awful lot of, late 60s, 1970s type things. I mean, is that accurate to say, or is that fair to say? Do you like somebody to say that you're one of those people who, you want to change the world the right way? Is that fair to say?
Well, I suppose that's a semi-accurate way. It sounds to me, when you say it that way, as though I'm some sort of throwback. And, I'm not a 60s or 70s relic. If the world, that when folk music got its grip on the nation and our cultural ethos, when that happened, we were in a terrible war, and young people were coming back traumatized from their experience in the war. And, there were high unemployment. I mean, things are almost identical now to the way they were when folk music really took the country by storm. And quite often when I'm performing, people come up and say, God, I thought it was against the law to sing songs like that anymore. I can't believe that you're still doing this. But when people hear the truth, they recognize it. They make it their own. And it was art that changed my life. And I really believe that art allows us to see life in a way that we haven't been able to before. It melts hearts. It changes minds. And my songs, I try to make informative. You come away from my shows knowing a few things that you didn't know when you'd walked in the door, and feeling optimistic and hopeful. And you probably have laughed a good bit, and you're ready to go take on the people who are bankrupting our country and mortgaging our future and putting all of our children's health at risk with these ridiculous eco-disaster energy plans. I think people would get depressed. We get depressed if they knew all of this stuff and weren't doing anything to stop it. Who wants to look their grandchild in the face and say, I was watching American Idol while they fracked up all the water until we couldn't drink it, and while they blew the tops off the mountains so we couldn't breathe the air, and while they poured nuclear waste and oil into the oceans so that we couldn't drink the water. How crazy do we have to get before we wise up?
Don't you think, though, don't you think that's where we are as a nation right now, though? And it's funny you mentioned American Idol, because that's the one I always go to as well and think, God, we're sitting in front of the TV watching these inane reality shows, and there's some serious stuff going on around the world. way too
There's
serious to be watching.
There's nothing real about reality shows. Just because they're real people, but it's just a terrible waste of America's time as they're pulling the wool over our eyes and really leaving us in a desperate situation. And I don't think that we want to surrender our future to oil and gas companies. And we could afford health care for everybody. We could have great insurance, health insurance and great public education. But we would rather spend that money subsidizing oil companies, subsidizing banks. How is it that we give banks huge bailouts and don't hold them accountable for anything and balance the deficit then on the backs of the hardest working and poorest people in the nation?
Well, and that's what's frustrating to me as a host of this show, Ann, is anytime anything comes up, whether it's President Obama's health care plan, whether it is the food stamp program or assistance to poor people, it's often there's a pushback from people saying, well, they didn't earn it or they don't deserve it. And I've worked my whole life for these things. So why are these people getting, we need to give tax breaks to these corporations so they can hire more people. That's incredibly frustrating for me to hear that from my listeners day after day after day, because, we're talking about our neighbors, our friends, our relatives, and as you know, who need a hand.
The foxes are doing a great job guarding the hen house. Sure, we lose our children. Sure, we lose our lives. But the foxes are really responsible, and if we're nice to the foxes, maybe they won't kill as many of us.
Yeah, no, exactly right. We're talking with Ann Feeney. She's a labor singer. She's going to be in Moorhead tomorrow at the Summer of Solidarity Tour stop at David Memorial Park, 5 p.m. until 9 p.m. Do you write all your own material, Ann? Do you write all your own songs?
No, actually, there are so many great writers out there. Anytime there's something I want to sing about, I look around to see what's out there, and I'm very lucky. I'm very good at finding fabulous songs. So I do a lot of songs by Roy Zimmerman and Charlie King and Peggy Seeger and Kristen Leves. I'm very happy to do other songs if they say it better than I feel like I could say it right then. Of course, I've had some luck with my own songs as well. This was day 584 at the Madison, at the Capitol Dome there in Madison, Wisconsin today. Day 584, where hundreds and sometimes thousands of people gather every working day at lunchtime and serenade Governor Walker. And I remember reading in one of Nixon's memoirs that he was just totally unnerved by the drum circle that went on in Lafayette Park. And I think that the music is eventually going to have a tremendous effect on both the legislature and the governor. And these things take time. People think the civil rights movement happened on a Monday and it was settled by Friday. And it thinks that struggle takes time. And the people of Wisconsin are ready to dig in and take the time that it takes to build a movement, and they're doing a great job. So for 584 days now, they have sung in the Capitol, and they sing, Walker won't be governor someday, someday soon. and they believe that, and they're working on it. I got a wristband yesterday that said scot-free, and it was the date the term he's serving right now is over.
Sure. All right, and you're performing tomorrow night in Moorhead. I hope that people stop out and visit with you and hear your songs. You're certainly passionate about what you're doing.
Davy Park, correct?
Pardon me?
That's Davy Park where we are?
Yes, Davy Park in Moorhead. Davy Park from 5 until 9 p.m. Michael O'Brien is also going to be performing. There's going to be some speakers.
He's fabulous. He's just wonderful. And I know that my appeal starts. Well, I have lots of young followers, but not that Mike is doing hip-hop, and it's really great to watch, a whole room full of under 25-year-olds bobbing up and down and doing all the hand signs. And I haven't had what they would call youth appeal for a long time. I usually get the brilliant, nerdy people who have studied labor history.
All right. And nice to talk with you. Good to meet you. And hope you get a huge crowd tomorrow in Moorhead. Thanks for coming on.
Okay. Thanks so much for having me on the show, Mike.
Yeah, you bet. Ann Feeney, she's going to be in Moorhead at the Summer of Solidarity Tour. Check it out at David Memorial Park in Moorhead, 5 until 9.